Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, December 31st, 2015. Israeli troops shot and killed a Palestinian youth, and U.S. Treasury sued over donations for settlements. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Thursday a Palestinian young man near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Hassan Bizro, 22, was driving his car near the Beta Junction close to Beta village near Nablus when Israeli soldiers opened fire at his car, killing him. The Israeli army claimed that he tried to hit soldiers with his car when troops shot him. The circumstances of Bizro's death remains unclear. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Health, the number of Palestinians killed by the Israeli army since October 1st have reached 142, including 27 children. The ministry added in its report on Thursday that the Israeli army have shot and injured more than 15,710 Palestinians since October. In related news, the Palestinian Commission for Civil Affairs announced on Thursday that the Israeli army would hand over the bodies of 10 Palestinians who were killed last month by Israeli soldiers. The bodies of Palestinians killed while carrying out attacks on Israelis have been withheld in line with a decision made in October by Israel's Security Cabinet to return the bodies on case-by-case basis. In other news, a lawsuit has been filed in the U.S. court seeking to stop non-profit groups from sending billions of dollars worth of tax-exempt donations to support illegal Israeli settlements and the Israeli army. A group of American citizens filed the suit on December 21st against the U.S. Department of Treasury, claiming about 150 non-profit have sent an estimated of $280 billion to Israel over the past two decades. The lawsuit claims that certain non-profit groups, including the Felik Family Foundation, FIDF, Friends of Israel Defense Forces, American Friends of Ariel, Gosh Etzion Foundation, American Friends of Har Homa, and Hebron Fund directly contributed tax-exempt to violations of U.S. law and international law, subverted U.S. foreign policy, and contributed to countless crimes and human rights abuses targeting Palestinians. The Treasury Department, which has 60 days to respond to the lawsuit, declined to comment on the issue. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, December 31st, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.